Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.
In a moment, we'll meet a former hotshot to tell us about the work of those 19 firefighters who died in that blaze in Arizona.
But we start this hour with the massive protests going on in Egypt, millions of people in the streets. Today, protesters stormed the Muslim Brotherhood headquarters of President Mohamed Morsi. They want him, who became the country's first democratically elected president last year, to go, just like the man he replaced. The former authoritarian president Hosni Mubarak was forced out during the Arab Spring in 2011. Khalid Ez El Arab is with the BBC's Arabic service in Cairo. And Khalid, the Egyptian military released a statement today saying it will intervene in the crisis in 48 hours if the various factions don't reach a deal. What exactly does that mean? How would they intervene?
Well, they could just depose President Morsi in a coup d'etat, but it would be a coup d'etat supported by a very large number of Egyptian people. Obviously, it would be opposed by Mr. Morsi's supporters. However, it is not clear how would they react in such an event. Possibly, they could stage demonstrations, they could stage protests, but the pressure will be on them because of the huge numbers that took to the streets yesterday asking for President Morsi to step down.
Well, back up a little bit here and just tell us how we got to this point. I mean, he was just democratically elected, Mr. Morsi, a little more than a year ago. He got 13 million votes. Why is everyone so unhappy with him now?
Well, he won with a narrow margin, and he won with 51% of the vote, and a large portion of this came from non-Islamist quarters. Some of the revolutionaries who were participating in the 2011 revolution voted for Mr. Morsi to defeat his opponent. And so gradually over the year, a lot of this non-Islamist camp that supported Mr. Morsi initially felt alienated, felt threatened by his performance in government, especially when he and his group forced through a referendum on a constitution that was, many people felt that was rushed and was done in disregard to the opposition's protest. And then last but definitely not least, the security and the economic situation in the country has kept on deteriorating severely, driving a lot of non-politicized Egyptians to protest against President Morsi.
Khalid, Robin here. Just a quick question. Are there any Egyptians who might be against Morsi, but also against this idea that the signal this would send, a democratically elected president being deposed by crowds in the street?
Yes, there are people who are opposed to this. Most of the youth opposition movements are opposed to the military taking over. However, it is still early, and there is no clear formula by which the military could take power. It might be the case, and this was proposed by some of the opposition leaders, that if the military deposes President Morsi, then a caretaker government from the different political factions would be formed under the nominal presidency of the head of the Constitutional Court, who is constitutionally next in line if the president cannot fulfill his duties.
Now, we're hearing a lot of...
The military didn't sound... Yes, these are cheers. I'm standing in front of the presidential palace in East Cairo, and these are cheers from crowds and from car horns cheering because of the statement by the military.
Does this feel like the Arab Spring in 2011 to you, or does it feel different?
There are a lot of similarities. It's much quicker, though, than, I mean, it took 18 days to get Mubarak out of office. The largest protest against Morsi happened just yesterday. And now we have to stress he's not out of office. And it might be the case that he maneuvers himself into making a deal with the opposition that the military subscribes to, and so he retains office. But he is obviously in a very threatened position at the moment. The second big difference is that while Mr. Mubarak at the end of his days in office didn't have that many supporters, President Morsi still can count on a solid base of support from his Islamist allies. But in terms of people taking to the streets, in terms of people feeling empowered, you can't help but sense the similarities between the demonstrations yesterday and what we saw 2 years ago in Tahrir Square that toppled Mubarak.
Khaled Ez Al Arab with the BBC's Arabic service joining us from Cairo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.